It has been 3 years since the so-called Lost Boys of Sudan were settled in the United States. Refugees from the war-torn African nation, many of them were young children who had trekked across Africa looking for a place where they could live in peace. Eventually, the U.S. intervened, offering 4,000 of the refugees a home in America. Steve Goldstein of member station KJZZ in Phoenix visited with some of them at a recent reunion.
William McQuett's life began with a fear of death from violence. Then, as he and the Lost Boys walked across dusty lands toward refugee camps, another fear, starvation.
Did this thing really happen? You know, like being, go without food for 7 days, you know, just drink water. When you get the food, you sometimes, you know, have some blood coming out, or you have to use a very slight food or forage, you know, that will help you to heal the wounds inside your throat. So it's really, really difficult. Like, most of these boys had gone through it.
McQuett is one of the 400 Lost Boys who were resettled in and around Phoenix. Today, at 25, he's dressed in a blue sport coat and dark slacks, looking the part of an average American businessman. Things were different, though, during his trek across the African wilderness, when his priorities were survival and protecting the other orphaned young boys.
We are no parents. Your parent is the guy next door, you know. You can imagine if you're 11-year-old, you take care of the others, protecting them from wild animal.
One of the younger boys he cared for was Martin Wishar, who was resettled in Michigan. The two have seen each other only once since then, and McQuett is happy to see Wishar at today's reunion, looking healthy.
He used to be a little boy. You know, I'm just surprised. Some of the guys back in Kenya, they were short, and when they come here, they grow... that growing big boy and all these things.
Phoenix was picked to host the first ever reunion and conference, both because of the number of Lost Boys who live in the area and because it has the only Lost Boys Center in the nation. The young men gather there to use computers, learn English, or simply commiserate about their experiences and struggles. Some haven't been able to find jobs. Others are still trying to understand American laws. Ann Wheat, board president of the center, says 3 years ago, each of the Lost Boys arrived with a plastic bag and a sweatsuit.
Everything was new: electricity, cars, American laws, grocery stores, refrigerators. I realized that they had been through the worst that human beings can dish out to children.
All in all, it was a difficult adjustment for them to make. Still, William McQuett says the adjustments have been simple compared to the life and death challenges in his homeland. He's happy to be in the United States, but adds he can't really enjoy himself, knowing that others are currently facing violence in Sudan's Darfur region.
Although I'm safe here, I'm still thinking about somebody else going to get killed tomorrow. Someone will go without food for a month or a week, or someone going to die of a disease that he should not die for, you know, if the country is really in a peaceful manner.
McQuett is currently working 40 hours a week as a front desk agent and an ESL instructor at the Lost Boys Center. He's also a full-time student at Arizona State University. McQuett says he wants to return to his birthplace to teach and maybe one day become a lawyer to speak for people who can't help themselves. For NPR News, I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix.